be shy. I'm a nice guy.
Going into this last week of spring practice, mm-hmm. we've talked to the coaches and some of the other players about the progress that they feel they've made. Any way that you could say the coaches, they've told you, you guys are making that progress. How's that going?
Progress is, we're getting there. We're not where we want to be. Coach Love has let us know that every day. We just strive to get better each and every day. Coach Love's message to us today before we came out was just we have to get better on every snap. It's not the whole scrimmage or the whole practice that he looks at. It's every snap. How is our effort? How is our communication? How is our knowledge of the game? And as a team, how are we playing together?
Is there a phrase or theme that keeps coming up in these team meetings or anything like that, or the position meetings that either keeps having to get fixed or something that Coach Levitt keeps preaching?
He preaches like every other coach preaches, effort. We can coach the technique, the skill, or the scheme of it, but we can't coach effort. That's something that's not, you don't have to have any talent to do. It's what you have to, what's in your heart, which if you have passion for it, then that's one thing he doesn't want to teach, and that's one thing he harps on every meeting is effort.
Effort was something that got questioned last year halfway through the season. Is it something that's totally changed this year?
We're making that change. We saw that coming into the winter and now in the spring that the more effort we play with on each down, the better results we get.
Guys have said progress has been made since day one of spring ball. Where do you feel like that's happened on the defensive side of the ball?
Definitely in the communication and just overall knowledge of our scheme that we're running. We're going back to a familiar scheme that some of us are familiar with, but overall just knowledge of the playbook, guys communicating more confidently, and just our effort running to the ball. When we watch on film, you see flashes of 9 to 10 green shirts running to the ball wherever it's at, and that's one thing that Coach Levitt and all the other coaches have harped on, and we're just keeping up that effort to the ball, which will definitely help it come fall.
When you first met Coach Levitt, kind of, what was your first impression of him? I mean, it comes off as kind of loud, but what was your kind of impression?
He definitely reminds me of Coach Aliotti. You always hear him when he comes in, and when you're in a meeting with him, he wants you to be loud, he wants you to be vocal, and he just wants his defense ran to his standards, and he's not going to back off his standards.
Have you ever had a coach who jumps around like that in practice all the time?
Not necessarily. This coaching staff definitely jumps around a lot. Some days when we're lackadaisical or we have not a lot of energy, they you see the energy in them, and it's like, man, Coach Woody, Coach Levitt, Coach Clark, Coach Hayward, you're just out there jumping around like they're 20 years old, and it's like, man, it's great. I want to have that those knees and that energy when I'm their age.
How's it feel to be back in Austin?
Oh, man, it's great. You know, haven't been back here all spring. You know, you just picture us playing last year, you know, and walking up the field, this field a couple times, or a lot of times, with the result that we didn't want to have. So being back in Austin, it's awesome. You just want to bring back the memories of the good times and all the W's that we brought here.
You feeling jitters right now?
Not really. You know, it's just a regular day. But you know, when you're always in Austin and you're performing with your teammates, you always feel some type of jitters before the ball gets tossed up.
As a safety, the defensive changes every year actually affects you quite a bit because it changes a lot of things. How's this whole duck base defense affect you? What's that do for the safeties?
It's actually better. You get a DB type, a hybrid linebacker DB type out there with us, one that we don't really have to worry about in coverage too much, but also in the run game, we have someone that we just play off of. So if it's something that comes up in a meeting, we can talk to them directly, and we don't have to like go to their meeting room. They're in there with us sometimes, and during the big meetings, they're right there with us, so we can talk about the schematics of what we're going to do to this player, this formation.
Does that feel more like a 3-3-5 than a 3-4 defense?
At times, yeah. We're multiple in our defense from what I can see, and we're basically playing nickel without playing nickel, and it's wonderful.
Do you have a sense of how often you guys will be playing that duck defense? Is that going to be pretty regular?
From what Coach Levitt has told us, then yes, it'll be pretty regular. It's something that he at Colorado he went to often when the Buffaloes had their defense going, and when everyone has a sense of the defense, that's something he went to often.